ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3, दि स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 20, कन्वर्सेशन बिट्वीन मैत्रेया एंड विदुरा, पार्ट 3, वर्सेस 18 थ्रू 22 एंड 40 थ्रू 53, फर्दर क्रिएशंस ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा। Maitreya said, "First of all, Brahma created from his shadow the coverings of ignorance of the conditioned souls, and they are five in number. They are called Tamisra, Andhatamisra, Tamas, Moha, and Mahamoha." Out of disgust, Brahma threw off the body of ignorance. And taking this opportunity, yakshas and rakshasas sprang for possession of that body, which continued to exist in the form of night. Night is the source of hunger and thirst. Overpowered by hunger and thirst, the yakshas and rakshasas ran to devour Brahma from all sides, and they cried, "Spare him not! Eat him up!" Thus, the head of the demigods, full of anxiety, asked them, "Oh, do not eat me. You should protect me. You are born from me and have become my sons. Therefore, you are yakshas and rakshasas." Brahma then created the chief demigods, who were shining with the glory of goodness. Brahma dropped before them the effulgent form of daytime, and the demigods sportingly took possession of it. The glorious Brahma next evolved from his apathy or sloth the ghosts and fiends, but Brahma closed his eyes when he saw them standing naked with their hair scattered. The ghosts and hobgoblins took possession of that body, which was thrown off in the form of yawning by the creator of the living entities, Brahmaji. This Jimbhana Akyam is also known as Indriya Vikleda, the sleep which causes drooling. The hobgoblins and ghosts attack men who are impure, and their attack is spoken of as insanity. Recognizing himself to be full of desire and energy, the worshipful Brahma, creator of the living entities, evolved through his navel his own invisible form, the host of sadhyas and pittas. The pittas themselves took possession of this invisible body, the source of their existence. It is through the medium of this invisible body that those well versed in the rituals offer oblations to the sadhyas and pittas in the form of their departed ancestors on the occasion of Shraddha. Then Lord Brahma, by his ability to be hidden from vision, created the Siddhas and Vidyadharas, giving them that wonderful form of his known as the Antardhana. One day, the creator of the living entities beheld his own reflection in the water, and thus admiring himself, evolved the Kimpurushas as well as the Kinnarers out of that reflection. The Kimpurushas and Kinnarers took possession of that shadowy form left by Lord Brahma, and that is why they and their spouses sing Brahma's praises by recounting Brahmaji's exploits at every daybreak. Once, Brahma lay down with his body stretched at full length. He was very concerned that the work of creation had not proceeded apace. And thus, in a sullen mood, Lord Brahma gave up that body also. O dear Vidura, the hair which dropped from that body transformed into snakes, and even while that body crawled along with its hands and feet contracted, there sprang from it ferocious serpents and nagas with their hoods expanded. One day, Brahma, the self-born, the first living creature, felt as if the object of his life had been accomplished. At that time, Lord Brahma evolved from his mind the Manus, who promote the welfare activities of the world. The self-possessed creator gave the Manus his own human form. Upon seeing the Manus, those who had been created earlier, such as the demigods, Gandharvas, and so on, applauded the Lord of the Universe, and thus they prayed to Brahmaji. O Creator of the Universe, we are glad, for what you have produced is well done. Since ritualistic acts have now been established soundly in this human form, we shall all share from the sacrificial oblations. Having equipped himself with austere penance, adoration, mental concentration, and absorption in devotion, accompanied by dispassion, and having controlled his senses, Brahma, the self-born living creature, evolved great sages as his beloved sons. And to each one of these sons, the unborn creator of the universe gave a part of his own body, which was characterized by deep meditation, mental concentration, supernatural power, austerity, adoration, and renunciation.
Shastra vicharanaika nipanau sadharma sanghapakau lokanam hitakarina kribhuvane manyo charanyakaro radha Krishna Padaravinda Vajana Nandena Matalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sadharma Sanghapakao Lokanam Hitakarinau Tribhuvane Manyao Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matkalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipana Sadharma Sanghapakau Lokanam Hitakarinau Tribhuvane Manyao Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Mattalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The conditioned souls are living entities who come to this material world in order to enjoy sense gratification are covered in the beginning by five different conditions. The first condition is a covering of tamasra or anger. Constitutionally, each and every living entity has minute independence. It is misuse of that minute independence for the conditioned soul to think that he or she can also enjoy like the Supreme Lord. It is also misuse of that minute independence for the conditioned soul to think, why shall I not be a free enjoyer like the Supreme Lord? This forgetfulness of one's constitutional position is due to anger or envy. The living entity, being eternally a part and parcel servitor of the Supreme Lord, can never, by constitution, be an equal enjoyer with the Lord. When one forgets this, however, and tries to be one with Krishna, one's condition is called tamasra. Even in the field of spiritual realization, this tamasra mentality of the living entity is hard to overcome. in trying to get out of the entanglement of material life, there are many who want to be one with the Supreme. Even in their transcendental activities, this lower grade mentality of Tamasra continues. Andha Tamasra involves considering death to be the ultimate end. The atheists generally think that the body is the self and that everything is therefore ended with the end of the body. Thus, they want to enjoy material life as far as possible during the existence of the body. Their theory is, as long as you live, you should live prosperously. Never mind whether you commit all kinds of so-called sins. You must eat sumptuously, beg, borrow, and steal. And if you think that by stealing and borrowing, you are being entangled in sinful activities for which you will have to pay, then just forget that misconception, because after death, everything is finished. So no one is responsible for anything one does during one's life. This atheistic conception of life is killing human civilization, for it is without knowledge of the continuation of eternal life. This Andha Tamasra ignorance is due to tamas, the condition of not knowing anything about the spirit soul is called tamas. This material world is also generally called tamas because 99% of its living entities are ignorant of their identity as soul. Almost everyone is thinking that he or she is this body, and one has no information of the spirit soul. Guided by this misconception, one always thinks, this is my body, and anything in relationship with this body is mine. For such misguided living entities, sex life is the background of material existence. Actually, the conditioned souls in ignorance in this material world are simply guided by sex life. And as soon as they get the opportunity for sex life, they become attached to so-called home, motherland, children, wealth, and opulence. As these attachments increase, moha, or the illusion of the bodily concept of life, also increases. Thus, the idea that I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, also increases. And as the whole world is put into moha, sectarian societies, families, and nationalities are created, and they fight with one another. Maha moha means to be mad after material enjoyment. Especially in this age of Kali, everyone is overwhelmed by the madness to accumulate paraphernalia for material enjoyment. These five definitions are very nicely given in the Vishnu Purana. The demons who were born from the body of Brahma were called Yakshas and Rakshasas because some of them cried that Brahma should be eaten, and the others cried that Brahma should not be protected. So these two, Yakshas and Rakshasas, are the original creation by Brahma and are represented even until today in the uncivilized men who are scattered all over the universe. They are born of the mode of ignorance, and therefore, because of their behavior, they are called Rakshasas or man-eaters. The demons were born from the creation of night, and the demigods were born from the creation of the day. In other words, demons like Yakshas and Rakshasas are born of the quality of ignorance, and demigods are born of the quality of goodness. Ghosts and mischievous hobgoblins are also the creation of Brahma. They are not false. All of them are meant for putting the conditioned soul into various miseries. They are understood to be the creation of Brahma under the direction of the Supreme Lord. The Sadhyas and Pittas are invisible forms of departed souls, and they are also created by Brahma. The Sadhyas and Pittas are invisible forms of departed souls, and they are also created by Brahma. Shraddha is a ritualistic performance observed by the followers of the Vedas. There is a yearly occasion of 15 days when ritualistic religionists follow the principle of offering oblations to departed souls. Thus, those fathers and ancestors who, by freaks of nature, might not have a gross body for material enjoyment, can again gain such bodies due to the offering of Shraddha oblations by their descendants. The performance of Shraddha, or offering oblations with prasad, is still current in India, especially at Gaya, where oblations are offered at the lotus feet of Vishnu in a celebrated temple. Because the Lord is thus pleased with the devotional service of the descendants, by Krishna's grace, Krishna liberates the condemned souls of forefathers who do not have gross bodies, and Krishna favors them to again receive a gross body for development of spiritual advancement. Unfortunately, by the influence of Maya, the conditioned soul employs the body he or she gets for sense gratification, forgetting that such an occupation may lead one to return to an invisible body. However, the devotee of the Lord, or one who is in Krishna consciousness, does not need to perform such ritualistic ceremonies as Shraddha, because the devotee is always pleasing the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one's fathers and ancestors, who might have been in difficulty, are automatically relieved. The conclusion, therefore, is that Krishna consciousness is the sum total of all good work for the family, for society, and for all living entities. Lord Chaitanya instructed Siddhartha Goswami, Shraddha Shabde Vishvasa Kahe Sudrida Nishchai Krishne Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahai. A person fully conversant with Krishna consciousness does not perform any rituals because he or she knows that simply by serving Krishna in full Krishna consciousness, all rituals are automatically performed. The word antardhan means that these living creatures can be perceived to be present, but they cannot be seen by vision. Spiritual activities performed early in the morning have a greater effect than in any other part of the day. All the living entities created by Lord Brahma are conditioned souls, and they are inclined to lord it over material nature. So the purpose of sacrificial rituals is to revive gradually the spiritual realization of the living entities. That is the beginning of life within this universe. These sacrificial rituals, however, are intended to please the Supreme Lord. For unless one pleases the Supreme Lord, or unless one is Krishna conscious, then one cannot be happy either in their material enjoyment or in their spiritual realization. After creating persons for economic development, Brahma created sages who would set the example for spiritual realization. The word Viraktimat in this section means possessed of the qualification of renunciation. Spiritual realization cannot be attained by materialistic persons. For those who are addicted to sense enjoyment, spiritual realization is not possible. The propaganda that one can enjoy this life materially and at the same time spiritually advance is simply bogus. The principles of renunciation are four. Number one, to avoid illicit sex life. Number two, to avoid meat eating. Number three, to avoid intoxication. And number four, to avoid gambling. These four principles are called tapasya, or austerity. Finally, to absorb the mind in the Supreme in Krishna consciousness is the process of spiritual realization. Recorded May 25, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.